Deixa-me passar a memória, já que eu disse ao Pedro, que as condições da Daniela Cheira, mas o senhor fala. Ok, we were learning the din in the Shulchan Aruch on page 14. About Dvarim HaMutarim, the Yodim Behem Shem Mutarim, but the people knowing Isser. So this has a bit of a neder. But then he says, "V'yesh misha omer shim tov v'nagi superdov mut initial material." No. So first of all, what if you made a mistake? You thought that it was a halacha, and then you. So the first opinion says that it's a mistake. That's not a neder. Yesh mi she'omer shim toa, no yisur b'dover muter. Nishul matirlo m'shlosh shekena tars nedarim. So there are two opinions. What if you make a mistake? You thought that something is really aser, and that's why you were doing it, because you thought it was aser. So thought it was aser, that's why you were knowing. So therefore, so one opinion says lo havikilu kiblum beneder. Yesh misha omer shim toa v'nag isu b'dover muter nishal matir lo b'shlosha. So the other opinion says that you need hataras nedar. Pasha Pshad, you would think that if you made a mistake, the whole thing is betos. You shouldn't need a tars the darm. The other opinion says no. And then, what's the last thing the Shulchan Aruch says? In your deshu mutav v'nogba isra. Im yodeshu muta benagba iser ein matir ofir kein atzav zedarim havikim kiblu al atzmo ki isurim sha asrata torah she'in lem heter la'olam. So there's an opinion that says that if you know something is muta but you are makabel iser, so then you are makabel ki ilu it's like we said, the Rav Avram Kenner said, like Chabad, they makabel that kol of Yisrael is like treif. So, so according to this day, so if a Chabadnik would want to do Hataras Nedarim on Chol of Akum, so according to the first day in Shulchan Aruch, it would be Mutter. And according to the second day in Shulchan Aruch, you can't, because they were Mekabel Ki'ilu Asad Isser. Right, Ari? That's what they were Mekabel Ki'ilu Asad Isser. Okay, so now let's take a look in the Shach. Tainus. There was a person who used to fast during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. And now he doesn't fast. Because he's not so well. So the Shulchan Aruch says, so he needs Hataras Nedarim. So says the Shach, you see the Shach's have cut base where the back bracket is on the right side. Page 14. Shach's have cut base. Says the Shach, easy misha hikshet. The kan sosa marav kedivri ha-mechaber tzarech hatara. So here the Shulchan Aruch says you need hatara. V'orchaim simen tovkuf samaches kosa ba'agad t'anias b'haba yimei tshuva she'ira bris mila. Say, in other words, you normally fast b'hab, right? B'hab is the Monday after the Yom Tovim, but we they wait till Cheshvan. They don't do it right away. The Nisan also, they wait till after Nisan. And they fast the Monday, Thursday, Monday, because they're afraid that maybe during Yontif, with all the celebrations, people did Averis. So therefore, to mechaper for the Averis, they do so the Monday, Thursday, Monday after the Yom Tovim. So the Shulchan Aruch says over here that if you fasted Baha, but now you're not as well, so you do Hataras Nedarim. But in Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim, Tav Kuf Samach Hei, Chasov, the Tanias Baha, Bo Yudim Eish Tshuva, She'iva Bris Mila, Mitzvah Lechol, Vein Tzor Hatara. Ki Lo Nogu Lusanas Mikai Gavda. Because he says, what if there's a Bris Mila? You made a Bris Mila during, because you always fast Baha, but now your wife had a kid. So you can have a Bris Mila that day. So do you need a Taras Nadarim to have to eat at your son's Bris Mila? So he says, you can eat and you don't need Hatara. So the Shach asks, so how come in the Or Chaim it says if you had a Bris Mila come on Bahab or during the Aseres you make tshuva? If you have a minig to fast during the Aseres you make tshuva. So then, so then, and you're sickly, you got sick, so then you need Hatara. And but in Or Chaim, that's what it says in Yoredeya. You got sick, and now you don't want to fast during the Aseres you make tshuva, or during Bahav. So you make Hataras Nedarim and you'll eat. But in Or Chaim, it says that if Bahav fell out on the day of a Bris Mila, then what? Then you don't have to fast, and you don't even need Hataras Nedarim. So, how would you answer the question?
In Or HaChaim, it's the Rama, and here's the Mechaber.
Oh, in Or HaChaim is the Ramban, he's the Mechaber. Oh.
Haggadah.
Yeah, so that's a good point. It's two different people. So this is the Mechaber, that's the Ramah.
Maybe this is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is different than taking on astringency, which is an iser.
He's saying, since what, Bris Mila is a mitzvah. So therefore what?
Yes. So therefore, I don't know if you call it a shev al taser, but you have an obligation to eat. It overrides any possible neder. The mitzvah overrides any possible neder that you might have taken upon yourself.
So maybe it's a mitzvah, so that overrides over here. It's just you got six. So he wants to say maybe the mitzvah overrides.
Correct. One's ONS and one's a mitzvah that overrides a neder.
Well, so let's see. He says, "Love Kushi, the Hashem lo nogel l'sana she, iri bris mila nogel lechol. Kein kol ha'misana adayt in hocha l'sana, she iri bris mila, yochol hocha lo osak adayt in shalai yabari." In other words, he's saying like this, when he originally was makabel to fast during Bahab, or to fast during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, so he has in mind that originally that sometimes he might have a simcha. So he was never makabel to fast if there's a simcha. But here he doesn't have a mindset that, oh, maybe he'll get sick. Maybe he won't be, you know. So he says that, people think about the positive that they had in mind that when they originally were makabel to fast during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, they had in mind that, yeah, sometimes there might be my wife might have a child, or my child might get married that day, you know. But he wasn't. His mindset was not that I'm going to get, you know, sick. So therefore, when it comes to the sickness, that he needs Hataras Nedarim, because he didn't makabo al das that he's going to get sick, because that's not his mindset that he's getting sick. But his mindset might be that he's going to have a simcha, and then he wasn't makabel b'makom. Yeah. Does he say? Is it so much that it's a mitzvah, or just
I thought with mitzvahs, you're not allowed to take a neder if it goes against the Torah. So if you have a mitzvah to eat, it's sort of like the Torah commands you to eat, so it's a mitzvah.
Well, the mitzvah bris milah is not to eat. The mitzvah bris milah is to do the bris milah. You know, there's in yonim to have a suda. The question is it it's not a dindaraisa probably to have a suda, you know. The din d'oraisa is a karis, is to do the bris milah. He says, "The divrei Rav Shlomo Mekukim mehagos maimi b'shem Ram, the divrei Mechab Gam kein mekukim b'mordechai mehagos maimi b'shem Ram." In other words, he's Rav Katan. He's answering your question. He says, Rav Katan, why are you even bothered to ask this question? Over here, it's the Mechaber. There's the Ramah. But both Mechaber and Ramah are based on Agos Maimon B'Shem Haram. So the original source of both the Mechaber and the Ramah are Agos Maimon B'Shem Haram. So therefore, it's the same source, is the same person. So therefore, we have to give an answer. So that's the Shach's answer. That you weren't Masik Adaite. That you're going to get sick, but you're Masik Adaite. That it's a question of what's the mindset.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
But according to Shulchan Aruch, if you do have the mindset that you might get sick, then it's okay to. So you don't need a Torah's Darim if you want to break your fasting?
Right. So as what he's saying, some of the bills, so you don't have that mindset.
Oh, no.
Does anyone want to give another answer to the question? So does anyone want to give another answer? In other words, we're trying to be miyashev. How come in Yerideya, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you get sick, so then so on days that you normally are knowing to fast, so then you'll just do Hataras Nedarim. And in Or Chaim, the Ramah writes that if there's a simcha that happens, a bris milah or whatever, on the day that you normally knowing to fast, you don't even need Hataras Nedarim. So the Shach is answering that because it's all a question of the mindset of what you were thinking. If you were thinking, that as Hashem, there'll be a simcha one day. So I was never makabel to fast on the day of a simcha. But the other thing, getting sick, you know, that wasn't in your front of your mind. So when you makabel, you're not getting sick. So and now it happened, you got sick. So so then you would
Rabbi, I'm not sure if this chiluk is mechalik, but I keep on thinking about the fact that in the case of the bris milah, the person could fast. He's feeling well enough to fast. It's just that he has this, you know, he wants to be part of the Seudas Mitzvah. By the case where he got sick, he's not feeling well enough to fast. So I was wondering if that could be, you know,
So when he gets sick, he needs hataras nedarim. When it's a simcha, he doesn't need hataras nedarim.
When it's a simcha, he could really fast. It's not that he's not capable of doing
right,
it.
Right. But Lamaisa, he's not fasting in either way. Right. So that's the question, whether that difference is going to answer the question.
Right.
But look at the Dogel Mervava, the Noda Behuda. So look what he says. Shaloye Bari Lo Yisane, Dvar of the Chukim. See, he doesn't like what the Shach said. Because that's Dvar of the Chukim, words of the Shach, the answer of the Shach. He says, Nanias Daidinir, Rebbe's Mila Eno Choser Bobi Minhogel Gamri. So he says a fascinating teretz. He says the teretz is like this, that when it comes to a bris mila, okay, you're not going to have a bris mila every bahab, you know. So you play it. Like this year, there's a conflict. So then you don't need a Taurus Nadar. But the case of Bari means now the man is sickly and he doesn't think that he's going to ever be able to fast again during Bahab. He's an old person. So there's a differential whether you're going to have the Taurus. You want to discontinue forever or just temporarily? Because whenever you want to discontinue something forever, so then you need Hataras Nedar. So in the case of Bari, it doesn't mean just one day he wasn't feeling well. It means now he's more elderly and now he feels he shouldn't be doing it ever again in his life. So then you need Hataras Nedar, like the Shulchan Aruch here. But the case in Or HaChaim is a bris mila that fell out during a time that he normally fasts. But then that's only this one year it's happening like that. It's usually not going to happen like that. So then he's going to plan to go back to his Hanhaga Tova. So whenever you're planning to discontinue the Hanhaga Tova La'olam Va'ed, then you have to do Hataras Nedarim. But if you're not planning to discontinue, so then you have to, you're just planning to, in other words, if you're planning to discontinue like with my choyli, then you need Hataras Nedarim. But if you're planning to go back to it, this is just a temporary thing that you're not going to follow the Hagadah Tova, then you don't need Hataras Nedarim. Now, the Pashtus is that only works, it could be maybe Rav Shechter mentioned that, more positive, but Pashas is this distinction of the Dogel Mervava Torah only works if you hold Hanhaga Tova's Din Derabanan. So then you can say it's a Din Derabanan, and they only Machmir Mid Rabbanan to treat it like a Neder if you play to discontinue it Lagamre. But if it's a Din Deraisa like the Chasam Sofer, so then it's a Din Deraisa, even one time that you take a Neder, you can't. There's no halacha that you can, like someone said, well, someone recently asked me, is it true that Tzvilas Kalim, you could do it one time without, people have this thing. Oh, maybe one time I'm allowed to do it without Tovel Kalim. It's
common misconception.
Yeah, it's a common misconception. There's no halacha one time. So too, if you take a neder, there's no halacha one time you're allowed to violate your neder. It's like, one time I'm allowed to eat treif. No, not one time you're allowed to eat treif. You're not allowed. Well, you treif, unless it's pikuach nefesh, and this is the only food you can eat, or whatever, but there's no a one-time dispensation? No such thing. Oh. So the same thing over here. He's saying, well, if you want to go back, so you could do it, but in the case of the choli, in the case of bris mila, it's only one-time thing. So then he's going to go back to his hanhaga tov by fasting. So then he doesn't need anything. But by the case of the bris mila, it's talking, the case of the bari that he got, doesn't mean he's temporarily sick. he's now in a chronic condition that he's not going to be able to fast anymore on during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva or something like that. So then he needs Hataras Nedar. But what I'm saying is, could be Rav Shechter said, maybe I might have heard it someplace, that distinction between one time versus Lolo Ve'ed could only make sense on a level of the Rabban. But when it comes to a level of Daraisa, then it shouldn't be any difference. Because if you hold like the Chasam Sofer, that Hanhaga Tov is a din and neder Daraisa, then even one time, right? You can't violate a neder Daraisa.
So Rebbe, the case that you brought us, the Shaila of the couple who are in the camp, and they
right.
are...
Oh.
So there, they may be, they don't need to have Hatar.
Right, exactly. So that's what I was thinking also. That according to Dogma Vava, there was this couple in the camp, and she was pregnant, and she needed to have milk, and there was no Chol Yisrael there. So, but as soon as they leave camp, and they go back to regular civilization, and they'll get the Chol Yisrael, they're planning to go back to the Chol Yisrael. So even though it's not just one time, it's going to be how many weeks left in the summer. But what Rav Katan said, according to the Dogel Mervava, since it's not a permanent severing of the Hanhagah Tova, then it would require a Hataras Nedar. But I want to say, Harach Hess, I want to show you in the Shulchan Aruch that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't require three times. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you look inside here on page 14, Mishashi Hitzchil Linhog Hayadaita Linokei La'olam, he was planning to keep this on Hanhagah Tova forever. The Noah Kain a few Pam Achas. Sorry, Chatar. See, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Because if you were planning to do this indefinitely, and now you did it one time, then you need Hataras Nedar. That's not three times, even one time. But what I'm saying is that this, but this only works, this Dogma Revival wouldn't work with the Chasam Sofer. Because the Chasam Sofer says it's a Daraisa, so then there shouldn't be any difference between one time or many times. Because once it's a Neder Daraisa, so then it's always. Okay. So that's the... And look at the Birkei Yosef.
Rabbi, why don't we say, like most Isurim Durabonon, that the Chachomim were Mesaken Ke'en D'Araisa?
Yeah, sometimes they were, sometimes they weren't.
Uh-huh.
And look at the Birkei Yosef, he writes, how did the Chaimon Dvarim of Torah V'chaim Nogo B'Hem Yisur Yat HaRoshay La Tim B'Fneim Yishlach Horim Hid Midaraisa Midarabonon? The nerid of a poshut she'enu el midrabanon, right against the chasam sofer. Loshen shulchan aruch shekozav dvar mamtar v'nagu behem iser have a keilu kiblu aleim nerid also atir lehem loshen keilu kiblu aleim. It's mashma only drabon. Well, the kaimelon but the dvar matcha yotzi besvasov the siv levate besvasaim bina pivul divishova. So the Birkei Yosef says that's the conventional wisdom, like Rav Shechter pointed out, that's the Pasha Trad, that the Minog Mitam Neder is only a Din Rabban. The Chasam Sofer is the one who is Mechadish. But the Birkei Yosef, that's the Chidah, says it's a din derabbanan, because you didn't articulate. Gotcha. Yossi Bisfasov. Okay. Okay, Rebos, I think we have finished this packet. Basically, I think we have finished this packet more or less. Okay, so this is the story, Bez Hashem. Sunday, Rebosai, we're going to continue in the packet on Chovetz Chag Shabbos. Okay, Chovetz Chag Shabbos, and that's going to be packet number Mem. So we'll continue that on Sunday, and now we're going to do. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll do Parsha. We welcome our dear friend Richard Joel, a dear friend of ours, so who's joining us today for the Parsha Shir. So we join him. So we'll take a 2-minute break, and maybe someone. Do you have a laptop, or you'll?